Hello and welcome to episode 20, Brandon.
Wow.
It's a pretty 20? Big. I mean, that's, you know, we're getting there. This is the Surviving Paralysis Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Dixon. Here with Brandon Stevens. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing just fine. I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking, Jeremy. It's a beautiful day on the at the Surviving Paralysis Podcast Studios.
The Live to Walk Again Studios, but that's fine.
Well, regardless of what it is, it's nice out here. The view of the lake is excellent. The sun's out, so we're finally getting a little bit of sunshine here in the Pacific Northwest. However, I hear it's beaming heat in a lot of other portions of the country right now.
Yeah, it's true, man. Global warming is real.
Well, and for those people that are listening outside of the United States, we live on the West Coast, and I'm referring to the East Coast primarily, the South.
Yeah.
But everything's good, man.
We can't complain, man. We've had a pretty mild summer to this point.
Well, it's like I've been telling people, the last year we were just covered in smoke from forest fires.
Yeah.
And so I guess I'd rather it be a mild summer heat-wise and have less fires. And then also we're breathing better air this year, that's for sure.
True.
But it would be nice to have a good little run, at least a little bit.
Yeah, it's looking like we have some good weather ahead, so that's good. Any updates on the knee?
Well, I don't currently have any knee issues.
Or hamstring, my bad.
But thank goodness. No, but hey, I will say I did get they had a super deal on collagen supplements at Costco. So it's six different types of collagen, which, you know, has many benefits, including tendon and muscle supplements or whatever for your muscles and tendons. And so,
but isn't it anti-inflammatory also?
I don't think so. No, but it's good for your like diet, your skin, your nails, your bones. That's hair, your hair. Yeah. That's right. And so, but it also mentions tendons and muscles on the back. But it's like a bottle of 500 and they had a $10 off coupon, so that made it $14.99. But it has six different kinds of collagens, and it's 6,000 milligrams. And so when I took it back, I had to compare
it to... Why'd you take it back?
To my house, I meant.
Oh, gotcha.
When I took it back to my house, I was looking at the collagen I was taking, and it had me taking six a day, spread out, two in the morning, two in the afternoon, two in the evening, all with meals. But that was a total of 600 milligrams only. And
with all six pills?
With all six pills. Wow. So they were about 100 milligrams apiece. The collagen from U-Theory is 6,000 milligrams total in a day, and you can just take them all at once. So,
you feel a difference? Or?
I'm feeling pretty good, man. Like, you know, other than the pain that I've already been having in my hamstrings, my knees are feeling good. I'm not having any. I'm starting to feel a little better in my shoulder. Feeling pretty strong, but as far as the hamstring goes, I'm going to head back to, I made an appointment for the Erosti doc. That's the fascia manipulation therapy that's going on next week. So I'm going to jump back in that. So for anybody who's getting PRP injections, which go beyond my hamstring, that's for really anybody who's looking to stimulate the healing process in torn muscles, tendons, joints, these types of things, replenishing white blood cells essentially. You have to take about 6 weeks from any type of real therapy. You're supposed to just really do nothing for that time. So I'm looking to jump back in that.
I might have to look into that for my shoulder. That's
The guy who is doing my Dr. Michael Neely for Erosti, the guy who's doing my fascia therapy, he did PRP injections in his knee.
Okay.
And so he had some success with that, and he was he was on board with me getting the PRP injections. So he was having knee issues. You're having shoulder issues.
Yeah, I mean, I think it couldn't hurt. That's that's for sure. I mean,
yeah, like I had talked about already, I think the with that there isn't really much research in favor of or against, really. I mean, there's a lot of research, but it hasn't really been conclusive, unfortunately.
I want to. I'm still gonna look into Dr. Tina Moore, who we interviewed probably on episode 9 or 10. She passed over a doctor that's like in Tukwila, so not too far from us here. And I'm gonna try to get in with her and just because they do some. I forget what the term was that they do, but you know, it's not PRP injections, but they do PR. They also do PRP injections, but I forget what it is. They just inject something that's like all natural. I guess the PRP is just your own platelet-rich plasma.
It's your blood.
So
repurposed, I guess. Well, another thing is, man, is I got my now that I've moved. I've got my Vitamix back out of the, like, kind of packed, unpacked, and starting to get back on the smoothie game. What do you know about the smoothie game?
Just juicing, or what?
Nah. Oh yeah, dude. We got to give a shout out to South Bay Raw, and we're using, you know, the fresh produce from our good local farmers around here. South Bay Raw hooks it up. Just plentiful,
yeah,
an abundance of vegetables and fruits, and so, you know, we just throw in all the good stuff in the smoothie. But most importantly, I'm really looking to put in that bone broth protein. That's super nasty, man.
Is it pretty bad?
I mean, they got it in like the chocolate flavor, but it's like,
where do you get that at?
I got that at Super Supplements.
Okay.
Yeah.
The bone broth is supposed to be good for you, though, man. Yeah. So,
it's, I thought maybe throwing it in with, like, some strawberries, a banana, and some peanut butter, and some almond milk.
Still doesn't, you shouldn't be eating peanut butter, by the way, but.
Why is that?
Because it's got a lot of mold in it. A lot. That's what I heard, anyway. So, I stopped eating that.
I'm going to have to.
I'm on that cashew butter.
Yeah. I mean, that works, too. Peanut butter's good, though.
I heard that, I stopped eating almond butter, too. Shout out Dr. Sebi.
Yeah, we got to stay out. The almond milk, yeah, is what I was on, too. But, you know, we talk about it a lot, Jeremy. We don't know what's good anymore. Like,
you really can't tell, man. I mean, you got to do, I think, moderation. And,
yeah,
you know,
and that's what I think, man. Like, I'm not going to be, like, eating a pound of peanut butter, I don't know.
Right. I mean, and I think, and if you're, you know, doing a bunch of, like, fresh fruits and vegetables, a lot worse stuff you can eat than that. So, you know, leave it to our man, Kai Bickle Nygaard. He'll let you know all about what you can eat that's worse than that.
Well, every time it's like, you can't eat, it's like, oh, have the alkaline water, and then 3 years later, they're like, don't drink the alkaline water.
Oh, he was about to have me throw away my alkaline water machine because he got a tummy ache when he was here last week. So,
well, moderation.
Yeah.
It's all about moderation. Like you said, if you're going to have too much alkaline water, then, of course, your body's going to become too acidic, I would assume. Is that what that's doing?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think – well, yeah. So, you're drinking the alkaline water to keep – so the – it – I think it lowers your stomach acidity, so your food's
but
not breaking
need
down
some.
As well. Yeah, well, you're not, but you're not supposed to drink the alkaline water within like so long of eating.
Oh, really?
So yeah, you're not supposed to drink it before
you're
or after
to have
you
an
eat.
Empty stomach?
No, I mean not, but just like half hour. You have
well,
to wait.
I wonder.
It's like swimming. You have to wait 20 minutes before going in the water.
The local kombucha provider who. Jeremy and I actually found out that we knew the owner of Kombucha Yum. Maybe we should have her on here one time. Talk about
that
process. That
would be great.
But they're making their kombucha with 9.5 pH.
Oh, okay.
Alkaline water.
It's good, yeah. It's good stuff for
and
sure.
And it's certified organic kombucha, which
yeah.
I mean, I don't think all of it is, but that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, we should give her a call and see if she'd come on the podcast. That would be great.
I'm sure she would. She'll probably bring over some free kombucha, too.
Whew, that'd be great. Yeah, so... Yeah, we did that. We have... Big things have been happening. Brandon moved into a new house.
Yeah.
That's why we've been a little sporadic on posting podcasts. Brandon's son Ryder won the 4th grade 3-on-3 half court basketball tournament at Lake Fair.
Shout out to
We Got Next.
Yeah, those guys were doing it.
Yeah, they did. They had a great run.
Beat our arch rivals.
It was good. Good stuff. Yeah, Brandon, so, you know, I like to look at the internet, man.
Oh, yeah. My favorite part of the podcast right now.
I found the best headline ever. Well, it's pretty good.
All right, better
it
be.
Says.
It's a big, big segue right there.
Yeah, it says Philly-based BioQuark wants a shot at bringing the dead back to life.
Oh, okay, so, that's a pretty good headline.
And, you know, it's
well,
a little misleading.
Well, I did see in the Enquirer that John Travolta was trying to bring his son back from the dead.
I mean...
I saw that in the line at the grocery store. I was like, dang, man, like, if there's anybody that I believe might do this.
I mean, I don't know,
Travolta,
man.
Those Scientologists.
Scientologists are on some other stuff, man. I don't know.
But anyways, how are they going to do it? What is it? Bio what?
BioQuark. Yeah, Quark. It's kind of a weird name.
Yeah.
And the...
it's not a BioQuack, at least.
Yeah. Well, then the CEO, Mr. Ira Pastor, I'm going to try to get him on the podcast. He looks like an evil character from a James Bond movie. Just saying, I'm not judging him off of that. But anyway, he basically is taking the idea that, you know, salamanders, we've already gone over this with the axolotls, which are Mexican salamanders, you can cut off their arm or their tail or basically anything except for, like, I think you can't, like, you know, stab them in the brain, basically, is the
right.
only thing that will kill them.
So basically just like the zombies.
Yeah, like the Walking Dead or whatever you want to. Yeah, they just need to be stabbed in the head to die.
Right.
So, anyway, he, with that thought in mind, they're working on, and this isn't the only, they're not only working on bringing people back from the dead, and they're not really trying to, like, take bodies out of the morgue and bring them back to life. Basically, what they're doing is people who have had a traumatic brain injury and are essentially brain dead.
Okay.
They want to inject stem cells into their spinal cord to go so that they'll go to the brain and that they will
regenerate
in the brain and like bring the person back to like
functioning. So essentially from like a brain dead person.
Yes. So
well,
they
that
wanna...
would be cool, man, because strokes, huge car accidents, drug overdoses, like these types of things, man, really can bring people to the brink of just, you know, near death, and then also just ruin the rest of their lives.
Oh, yeah.
And they can come back as vegetables.
Absolutely. Yeah, so they this BioQuark, they're really a regenerative medicine company, and they're trying to figure out how to, you know, stop or reverse skin wrinkling and hair loss, and basically they want to figure out a way to reverse aging. So that's kind of a cool thing.
That's similar to what we'll be talking to our next guest about a little bit in NADs and reversing mitochondrial cells to reverse aging.
Yeah, so, yeah, our guest this week is a friend of the podcast, Jordan Wagner.
Jordan's one of these cool, interesting, younger millennials that have kind of made a career of being kind of, they call them like digital nomads. So they are very talented people, but they, you know, don't really work out of a specific location and handle many things. And one of the things she does is handle branding for several large companies, probably not necessary to talk about her business in that regard. She can do that, but she's been helping us with a little bit of Live to Walk Again Foundation and Surviving Paralysis podcast branding.
Yes, she has.
So we got some of that coming.
Yeah, it's cool, man. We got they came up
Mark Rails never came through with our axolotl drawing.
So yeah, Jordan and her crew, they came up with
Step Up.
Yeah, they came up with some awesome new logos for us, yeah. And new they're kind of reworking our website, and which is not really much of anything at this point. Right. So it's gonna be awesome when we have that ready to go. And yeah, it's gonna be pretty awesome. She's her and her company are they're great people, doing great things for us. So I appreciate all their help.
Heck yeah.
So yeah, so we're gonna talk to Jordan a lot, though. She did start what would you call it?
I don't know exactly what she opened up. It's like a naturopathic physician's office, I believe.
Yeah, she opened
in Chicago.
In Chicago,
They know a ton about the anti-aging stuff, yeah, and other ways to kind of alternative ways to remain healthy. So that's we got to pick her brain.
Yeah, for sure. That's going to be a good one. All right. Enjoy this next interview here.
There it is.
Jordan Wagner.
Hello, everybody here at the Surviving Paralysis Podcast. We're happy to welcome Jordan Wagner, who's a friend of the podcast, as well as the co-founder of the Pazio Institute in Chicago, and a new company named Allure. She's the founder and CEO of that company. So how are you, Jordan?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for getting on the podcast here with us. I know we had talked a little bit earlier and spoke about you co-founding the Pazio Institute, which is it's a regenerative anti-aging clinic, or regenerative medicine and anti-aging clinic. And can you, I'd like to talk a little bit about that with you and have you just kind of give us a rundown of what you all do there and kind of what the company's all about.
Yeah, so the Pazio Institute was founded back in 2017. It's really in the vision of the lead physician and CEO, Dr. Alex Tezziatopoulos. Him and I had worked together previously at another clinic that he was at, and we sat down one day and just reflected on the type of healthcare that we wanted to provide with our patients and just the ongoing conversation of health optimization and age reversal. So we founded this clinic and really wanted to pave the way for something that was going to be an educational center to the patient where they can work on a full health workup.
Okay. And that's kind of a different take on, you see standard doctor's offices like Western medicine or even like naturopathic clinics. It's more just like, here's what's wrong. Here's a medication you should take to cure that. And so you guys really get into the educational aspect of kind of regenerative medicine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've had countless doctor visits where I've gone in, maybe sat in a waiting room for 20 minutes and then actually seen the physician for 5 minutes, and they'll give a quick assessment of me. They'll tell me the one thing that they see is glaringly wrong, and they'll prescribe something for that and send me on my way. With this clinic, we decided to dub it an institute because we do want it to be an educational center. Dr. Alex will have you come in for a full day, do a number of different labs, and then from there create a customized protocol with you. And he'll sit with you for an hour, hour and a half, going through the lab results and explaining the protocol that he's going to be building for you. You know, we really want to make patient education a key component to your health.
Right. That's such it's just a great way of looking at it compared to what, like we were saying, like what most Western medicine or even naturopathic doctors do there. So what are some of the, I guess, specialized, or not even specialized, what are some of procedures or, what's like the focus of the clinic or of the institute? I'm sorry.
Yeah, so the focus is full health optimization as well as age reversal. So after we do a number of lab assessments and collect all of the data, we're very data-driven in what we do, we'll come up with a customized protocol from there. And that can include anything from a nutraceutical plan, an exercise plan. We look at the spiritual side, so making sure that everything is aligned. Spiritually speaking, we do offer psychotherapy. We do guidance within yoga as well. And then we have a number of cutting edge protocols that we also offer, including peptide therapies, stem cell therapies, a number of IV therapies. We do NAD, which is something we had discussed previously, and as well as cognitive and neurofeedback modalities.
Oh, wow. So you offer quite a few things. That's really cool. And how long has this, like, when did you and I was going to call him Dr. Pazio, but I guess it's a little longer name than that. When did you guys sit down?
Dr. Alex.
Yeah, Dr. I'll just call him Dr. Alex. So when did you decide to kind of relaunch this and get together and come up with this new path forward for the Institute?
Yeah, so, you know, Dr. Alex is a really interesting background, a very dynamic background. He was heavily involved in martial arts as well as within the yoga community. And he's also bridged across that with modern medicine. So he has had this concept for a number of years. I remember he's been a great friend of mine for quite a while. Back in 2014, 2015, having conversations with him about how we wanted to change this traditional and very fragmented healthcare system that we're currently in. And one way to do that was to really integrate all modalities of our health and look at it in a whole holistic picture. So the idea has sparked for a number of years. The clinic itself opened in 2017, and it's something we're very proud of.
That sounds so great. Yeah, I wish there was one of those out here in Washington. I would definitely go.
Well, yeah. The idea behind this too is we really want to be the catalyst to spark this change in the mentality behind the healthcare system. So we're hoping that we can have other physicians on board with the methods and the practices that we're doing. And there are already a number that are currently in this. It's a great network of pro-longevity and reverse aging physicians that we're in contact with as well, that are really trying to move the needle forward here and make this something that's easily and readily available to the masses.
Oh, wow. That's a great, you know, message to carry forward. And that's, you know, the fact that it's kind of branching out from just that one, institute there in Chicago to other areas is very cool. So Jordan, you know, for people that don't know, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, anti-aging medicine and I guess like what that entails and kind of what, you know, what you guys do there at the Pazio Institute for anti-aging specifically?
Yeah, so our focus is not only on health optimization, but also age reversal. So there's, a woman who I recently watched a podcast for, Liz Parrish of BioViva, and she said something that really resonated with me, and that's that she wanted to live to be chronologically very old, but biologically very young. And we're coming to an era now where we have a number of cutting edge treatments and modalities to really make that happen at a cellular level.
Right. Okay, and so how do we go about that? I know, I've seen a little bit, I watched the Joe Rogan podcast from time to time, and I saw Dr. David Sinclair on there from Harvard, I guess, is mm-hmm. Harvard Medical School, and he talked a lot about, yeah, like the epigenome, which I guess is kind of a precursor, or not a precursor, but it's a, it basically is responsible, I guess, for recording chemical changes to the DNA and is very responsible for aging. And I just found that kind of interesting. He described it as almost like a CD that, like, every time, you know, you get like maybe a sunburn, or every time you have anything happen, it just ages your body. Basically, it's like getting scratches on this CD that's like pristine when you're born and you're a child, and then as you age, it just gets these scratches on it, and they're trying to figure out a way to basically, you know, fix the scratches on the CD. But, you know, and I found that to be very interesting. So I'm really interested in anti-aging medicine. I just don't know exactly how they're, you know, he didn't describe very well how they're going to fix the CD with the scratches on it. So, yeah, so I don't know.
Well, there are a couple of treatments that we're heavily interested in right now towards making those repairs at a cellular level. And Dr. Alex Pavliopoulos is best to speak on this, but he's at the forefront of that right now.
That's awesome. Yeah, that, you know, that's kind of the thing that, you know, if you don't have to age, and you don't have to, you know, feel, you know, once you turn 40, you don't have to feel like crap, or you don't have to, your eyes don't have to go out. It's, you know, why not do some little things to make your aging easier, or just not as quick, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I agree. I think that a lot of people shy away from the idea of living long, because with that, they associate all of the diseases that occur with aging, when really our focus is not only living long, but living optimally, and making sure that you're, you know, your best self at any stage in life. So, and with that comes the actual age reversal modalities as well.
Right, absolutely. And yeah, that seems like that would be a, you know, a key thing that everyone should be after. So how, Jordan, I wanted to also ask you, I know there's a few in my area here in Western Washington, there's a few naturopathic clinics that, you know, I'm able to go to that accept my insurance, but how does the Pazio Institute work as far as that goes? Do you accept insurance, or is it kind of a pay by visit type thing, or what do you guys do there?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we are a cash-based practice, and we actually offer annual membership packages to our patients where you'll pay upfront for your services for the full year. We find that our patients are then invested in their health when they've made that commitment upfront. And then that way, too, we're not having this ongoing discussion on a financial end, and we can really focus in on your health goals and needs.
That's very cool. Yeah, that seems like a good way to look at it. 'Cause yeah, if you're, you know, you can just cancel appointments, and you know, if your insurance is paying for
right,
it,
exactly.
Not really care.
You've already invested in this, so you're making that commitment. And we find that then the actual retention rate, the follow through, the compliance that we see within our patients is much higher when they've invested in as a member to our institute.
And that's a good way. I mean, I like that the Pazio Institute, you know, you look at it more of an educational, you know, I guess an educational medical platform, as opposed to just the doctor telling you what to do. And then also you're invested in it from that perspective too, that you're paying for this, and you're able to, you know, you're seeing results, and obviously, you know, the institute must be having good results, or you wouldn't have good retention, and obviously you do. So you know, switching gears here a bit, I wanted to talk about the Allure and what you're working on, and kind of how you're helping us with the Live to Walk Again here with that. I don't know if that's breaking news, but you know, I know you've kind of been helping us as along the lines of rebranding and kind of new logos, new, you know, helping us fix the website, all sorts of things. I'll let you talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, and I love the synergy going on between my own personal company's rebrand and the rebrand of Live to Walk Again. Allure has been Tidbit Consulting for the last 3 years, and I'm excited to announce that rebrand of Allure for Allure PR and Allure Creative. And with the Live to Walk Again, my team and I are thrilled to be working with you towards the new website design, the new aesthetic, and really the content that's going to push and drive this mission across to the finish line.
Yeah, you know, and when you approached me about, you know, offering up some of your services to help us kind of get, yeah, like you said, kind of get more of a focus on our main goal of finding a cure for paralysis and a patient zero, you know, I was very, very intrigued, and you guys have done nothing but be outstanding in your help with the website. And so, yeah, Allure is launching at the same time, basically, as we're rebranding, or I guess Tidbit is rebranding into Allure at the same time as Live to Walk Again, getting its kind of revamp. So, yeah, do you want to just talk a little bit about, I guess, what Allure has moving forward here, what you guys are going to be working on? Or
yeah, absolutely. So currently in the works, we're working on the website redesign and the content. The content's really going to be key to unlocking the story and the activation of the mission. And along with that, too, we're going to be operating underneath the social media channels as well as the PR influence with the foundation.
Yeah, and you guys have been nothing but a huge help as far as that goes. It's been you know, I know you and Kelsey have been working like crazy and really helping us out. Yeah, you know, and then I guess, Jordan, I just wanted to kind of, in conclusion, you know, is there anything else you want to tell us about Allure and kind of the you know, your rolling out of your new branding there for your company? Or I know it's coming up here in the next week or two, so.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. You can visit our new website at allure.com and also follow us on social media. Really, we are, at the end of the day, a content marketing agency. Content is really key in telling the brand story, but relaying the message and the compelling why to the end consumer. Along with that, we do offer branding, website building, PR, SEO, and social media services. We're really excited about this rebrand and the growth of the company. We've recently expanded to the Los Angeles area, too. So that's a very exciting milestone in our company. And above all that, I'm very excited to be working with you.
I'm excited to be working with you as well. I'm so, yeah, it's the layout, you know, kind of the rollout that you've shown me so far is, you know, it's amazing. I'm very excited to get the website up and going finally. I realize that I am not a website builder, and after spending countless hours on YouTube trying to follow step-by-step tutorials, I was eternally grateful when you offered your services to me a few weeks ago. So everybody keep your eye out for the Live to Walk Again .org website and the Surviving Paralysis. And there may be a name. There may be a name change coming for the Surviving Paralysis podcast as well. We kind of have been throwing that back and forth. So, Jordan, I appreciate you taking the time when you're, you know, kind of on a small vacation up in Toronto to you know, hop on the podcast with me. And you know, I love to pick your brain about, you know, both the website side of things and the marketing stuff, as well as your involvement as the co-founder of the Pazio Institute. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. I'm honored for the airtime on your podcast and to be helping the foundation, and stay tuned for everything we have coming with the Live to Walk Again Foundation.
Awesome. Thank you, Jordan. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
All right, B, that was the one and only Jordan Wagner.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by. She's great.
She is good. So we should we'll get her info put on the page here, like what their website is for their all of their supplements and things like that. If anybody wants to order anything, or you know, probably can ask her some questions through.
Maybe we can get a Surviving Paralysis discount code.
That would be awesome. I'll try to work that. But yeah, we really appreciate Jordan's help. I think next week we're going to have on a doctor that is named Ida Fox that is doing
Well, let's be honest, Jeremy. I don't actually know.
She's.
Yeah, I'm going to take your word for it.
No, I'm working on it, B. I got okay. a, uh, I have an email chain with her.
I just roll in.
I know. We chat.
We chat. My contribution, man, isn't as nearly as much as yours, man, but
I know.
Here we are.
It's all good. I appreciate you anyway. But yeah, so Ida Fox is one of the people like, at the forefront of this nerve rerouting thing that they're working on, where you basically we talked about it a couple weeks ago. Where they're that taking they're basically literally just
Oh, so you got that coming in.
So I'm aware of who she is then. Yeah, she's big time. She's at the forefront of that movement.
If you say that's gonna be our guest, then
yeah, I'm if it's not this next podcast, it'll be the following one. I think she may be leaving the country for a few days, so might have to be when she gets back. I'm not sure yet, but we are going to have Ida Fox. She was very interested. She called me right back after I left a message for her. So it's pretty amazing, man, how much people get back to you right away when you let them know what you're working on.
Yeah, well, and we've been getting just great positive feedback on the podcast in general. We're starting to reach a wider audience, getting some people reaching out to you, even saying thanks for keeping up the good keep up the good work, thanks for doing this. Our comments on our Facebook page are always inspirational for you to keep this momentum going. And I think it's proof, like, we're dedicated here at 20 episodes to find a cure for paralysis and get patient zero walking again.
Absolutely, that's the goal, man. I don't think we're far from it, really, Brandon. It's got to be one of those things that it's going to take the people listening. If you see something out there that you think is interesting, send us anything.
That's right, man. That's a great point. We don't ever really quite ask for any type of tips, or by, like, if you've seen some research, or even if you're somebody doing something cool and you want to have us have you on the podcast, like, we'd be more than happy to entertain that. And even if it's not necessarily finding a cure for paralysis, like, if you have a cool story to tell, if you're dealing with a spinal cord injury, that's something that we really love to showcase too.
Absolutely,
which is, in my opinion, a huge part of this podcast is surviving paralysis. And
yeah, for sure. And I want to give a quick shout out to our friend Vanessa B. She is the one that hit me up on Instagram. Nice. and wanted to know actually how to, if you don't have an iPhone, how to rate and review the podcast. And I didn't even know. So thankfully, through her asking that question, I was able to get back to her and find out that through a website called podchaser.com, you can sign up. It's free, and you can go on there and rate and review any podcast. So we definitely appreciate anybody getting on there and giving us a 5-star rating, or whatever you want to give us, but we prefer a 5-star.
We only want a 5-star rating, man.
So
whatever you want to give us.
Yeah, if you want to give us anything less, just send us a note. Just send us a note. Let us know what the problem is.
Yeah, what is the problem? I want to know.
But yeah, so, thanks again to Jordan.
Yeah, thank you.
Looking forward to interviewing Ida next week. And
We'll holler.
We'll talk to everybody soon.